Okay, injuries, Tyvon Branch, Jason Hunter, and Denarius Moore and Menelik Watson didn't practice today. Menelik was an illness, so we sent him home with an illness. Guys that were limited in practice today, Kevin Burnett, Mike Jenkins, Kaluka, Darren McFadden, C.O. Moore, Daniel Muir, and Michael Rivera. So that's where we're at as far as the injury report. And, we got one more day of practice before we got to get on a plane and head to Dallas. So short week makes you have to cram a lot of things in a short period of time. But I thought the guys had good focus out there today, and I thought we had some good work. So we're getting ready to go.
Was this the closest thing to like a normal practice you'll have this week?
Yeah. Yeah, and really, it was a slowed down tempo. I mean, I think when you get in this point in the season, this late in the season, you really got to. It's more about the mental process, more so than the physical process. When you have a Thursday game, we got to do everything we can to get them back, so that they're fresh and ready to go for Thursday afternoon.
Is there any way that these guys can adequately heal from a Sunday game to a Thursday?
Well, it's obviously tough. Normally you don't even hit the practice field until Wednesday. That's your first day of practice, and even on Wednesday, guys are still, trying to get back. So, it's tough, but that's what the rules of the game are, and we got to get ready to go.
Michael Rivera said last night that he had completely cleared every test. He was ready to go, First, can you confirm that? And where is Jenkins?
Yeah, Michael Rivera passed all of his concussion protocol tests, so he should be good to go for the game. Mike Jenkins really passed this morning. There's one more little step where they got a visit with him, but he should be cleared for the game also.
What do you give up in preparations with a short week?
Well, I mean, you give up the full-speed reps. Yesterday was basically a walkthrough. Today was, a little bit more up tempo, but still not a, not a grinded out practice. So you give up a lot of reps, and obviously the preparation time. Guys got to do a lot on their own to prepare mentally for the game, to make sure you're prepared for all the things you're going to see, both offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game.
Although he hasn't played all year, you're going to be able to put Jared Valdir back out there. Having not played, being fresh, where everybody else is on a short week, what does that have a guy at that talent level and also be fresh to put him out there? What can that do?
Yeah, well, the things that you worry about is just the fundamentals and technique of a guy that hadn't, had a lot of reps. Because if practice wasn't important, then we wouldn't do it. So, obviously he'll be a little bit rusty, but we'll get an opportunity to get him back out there and get him playing. And we'll see how things go. We'll see how much he plays. When he plays and how much he plays, but last week he had a good week of practice. This week he's done well so far. So hopefully being fresh will help him.
Is the plan for Barnes to go inside?
Well, we'll see. I don't want to get into specifics of what we're going to do game plan wise, but I expect Jared to play some at left tackle. That's for sure.
Coach, the last couple of weeks, Rod Streeter's really come on. Touchdown last week at 5 catches for almost 100 yards this week. What's he been able to do offensively for you?
Well, he's done a good job for us. He's been very consistent, and that's what we've come to expect out of Rod. Especially coming in at being an undrafted free agent, making his way into the starting lineup. He's been a consistent player for us, both in the run game and the pass game. And I've been pleased with what I've seen out of him. I continue to expect that he's going to get better as we go along. It was nice to see, last week that he was able to step up with Denarius Moore going down and not being able to play. You need somebody to step up and kind of take over that role, and I thought he did a good job of that last week.
You see him and the other receivers developing that connection with Matt McGloin, kind of like they had with Terrell Pryor early in the season?
Yeah, and the more reps they get together, the more they'll develop that chemistry. So, that just comes with time.
Do you have a snap count in mind for Jared, or is it more of a feel thing on game?
It's more of a feel thing. We'll see how things are going.
How did Darren look out there, and what was he able to do?
Well, again, most of what we've seen out of Darren's been with the trainers, going through the rehab process. He had a good workout the other day. Today he looked good. We weren't full speed in everything that we did today. So, but everything that we've seen up to this point says that he looks good to be able to go for this weekend.
Talk about production business and Jennings has produced very well with Darren out. How do you handle that when Darren gets back?
Well, if Darren's fully healthy, both of them will play, and both of them will get their opportunities. You can't deny the fact that, you know, Rashad Jennings over the last month of the season's, you know, led the entire NFL in yards from scrimmage. So, I think he's earned the right and deserves the right to continue to get his carries, continue to get his touches, and we'll still do that.
Did you assign members of your coaching staff to prepare for Dallas last week?
Well, we worked last week, yeah. I mean, just like every week. I mean, nothing new. We just had to spend more time at the end of the week, you know, starting the early preparations for Dallas.
What you saw in the Giants film, did Marcus Ware, after missing those three games, just pick up right where he left off?
He still looked good, yeah. You know. I mean, whether he picked up right where he left off or not, I don't know. I mean, he's still a guy that, you know, you got to account for on every single snap because he can go out there and ruin a game for you. So we got to make sure we understand where he's at, and we got to do a great job of blocking him.
They move him around a lot, or do
they? Yeah, they'll move him, you know, from the right side to the left side, so you don't know exactly where he's going to be on every snap. I've seen him primarily over on, you know, our offensive left side, but I'm sure they'll have a plan and want to move him around and try to get the best matchup that they think's available for him.
He's pretty stout against the run also, or is he one of those pass rush guys
he's stout. I mean, he's a well-rounded player. You know, he's good against the run, he's good against the pass, and so we'll have our hands full with him, you know, in both areas. Well, you know, Tony's been playing this game for a long time, so, you know, he's a smart player. I think, you know, one of the things that he does as well as anybody in the league is he's able to create. You know, I think obviously he can throw the ball on time with accuracy, but his ability to extend the play and make plays down the field is probably as good as anybody in the league. So we'll have to do a great job, staying in coverage when he begins to move around and you know, sometimes you got to stay in coverage for a long time. So that's something that we've had to work on and emphasize this week.
What will you do on the other side of Thursday night game, the extra
time? Well, they'll get some. The players will get some time off to rest and recover, and we'll kind of get back to a normal week once we get back. You know, I'm not going to change a whole lot. They'll get, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and get their bodies back, get their minds back, and then we'll be getting ready for the stretch run the last four games of the year.
You talk about being focused mentally, and a lot of the guys after the game reference to winning the Texans game. What do you say to keep them focused and remember a win versus a touchdown in the final seconds of the game that they could have won?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, every week you learn lessons, good or bad. And, the key is that you make whatever corrections that you have to get made when you don't have the success that you're looking for. And when you do have success, you got to remember the things that you were able to do that allowed you to have that success. So, we don't spend a whole lot of time dwelling on the past. We're really looking forward and doing everything we can to prepare for the Dallas game.
How have you liked your adjustment to the base defense, having Stacy inside, having Vance maybe outside?
Yeah, no, I think that's been a good move, and we'll continue to look to see if there's any other things that we can do to help our defense out or help our offense out. You know, I mean, I think that's what you do as the season goes on. You know, you don't just stay status quo. You try to continue to look for ways that you can improve. And I think moving Vance out to end in the base package and having Stacy go inside and play the nose and moving Pat over to the three technique, I think that's helped us. Yeah, listen, I mean, anytime you have injuries, I mean, rest is always the best medicine, you know. So, that rest has obviously done him some good.
Do you use iPads to prep the players on film study? And if so, does that help them help prep them on a short week as opposed to 5-10 years ago?
Well, we went this year to using iPads as our playbook. So we've used iPads, you know, all week long. And obviously that's something that guys have used in the past to get the video on the iPads, and this year we went ahead and put the playbook on there. So I think the guys like it. You know, we live in a technical society now, and that's the way guys grow up, using technology, and so I think it's been beneficial.
Thank you.
guys. All right.
Thank you.